So therefore, Soloveitchik speculates, and it is a speculation, there's no way of actually proving this, that what we have here is a very interesting juxtaposition of two intellectual cultural styles. The style of the intellectual scholar of Jewish law, that of Rashi, what had previously been the culture of German Jewry. But now these individuals, in arguing for a new version of pietism, asceticism, self-denial, penitential, all of that, were arguing for something more, that to be a Jew meant, again, not simply to focus on intellectual energy, even if it was a rabbinic intellectual energy, not a philosophical intellectual energy, but intellectual energy focused on rabbinic texts. In other words, we have here, again, another version of that wonderful dialectic between mind and heart, between moral behavior and between intellectual study in terms of defining what is the priority of Judaism. Soloveitchik's notion is very intriguing, but again, it is very hard to argue that this is the causal factor. It may be, but it may not be. And then there are other versions, and here I want to spend the rest of the time speaking about them because they are indeed quite fascinating. Many years ago, the Israeli historian Yitzhak Beer, and more recently, my own colleague at the University of Pennsylvania, Talia Fishman, have underscored the remarkable parallels between Hasidut Ashkenaz, what you would think up to now is a very internal kind of development in Judaism, and Franciscan spirituality. I'm sure many of you have heard of the Franciscans, and many of you have heard of St. Francis of Assisi. He lived during the same period of time. And if you begin to look at this Christian world, it is a world where St. Francis communicated with nature, communicated with the common human beings, was also involved in asceticism, in penitentials in particular, and in identifying with poor people and with common people. These are all characteristics of the book of Hasidim. So what do we have here? We have a very interesting parallel. Again, we talked about a parallel of legal development. Now we're talking about a parallel of spiritual development. What seems to give it away is that there has to be some kind of connection because of the penitential literature. It is so close. People are obsessed with sin, are concerned with purity, want to be identified with poor, want to be highly moral, and particularly the ascetic. Now, asceticism is to be found also in Judaism prior to this period. We can find ascetic sects within ancient Judaism, going back even at the earliest moment of the Hellenistic encounter with Judaism. There is an ascetic dimension of rabbinic Judaism, clearly one can find. But in this particular period, what is interesting, in the same climate, in the same environment, on the one hand, the Franciscans, St. Francis and his followers, denying themselves, trying to be spiritual, trying to define Christianity in a penitential way, and the Hasidim doing the same thing. How do we create a connection? It's very, very hard to do. Remember, Judaism and Christianity, as you will see in our next lectures, are very much at loggerheads by the 12th and 13th century. There's tremendous and tense antagonism between the two groups following the Crusade period, but as you will see, bringing it to an even higher crescendo. At the same time, there seems to be a kind of parallelism here. So Beer pointed it out many, many years ago when he wrote a very famous article about the social philosophy of these Hasidim. And Talia Fishman has raised the subject again. Again, we can't be definitive, but we are looking at two parallels. Historians, of course, know the difference between influence and parallelism. Parallelism suggests that there is a common condition by which the two communities respond in a particular way. And perhaps that might be a way of describing this. But on the other hand, there seems to be such a proximity of ideas, of passions, of concerns here between these two groups that to suggest there is no parallelism is kind of problematic. Beer also emphasized another aspect which complicates that hypothesis. And that is that among the Hasidim, there was a strong, perhaps understandable, but nevertheless strong animus towards the non-Jew, towards the Christian.